closer to nuclear catastrophe. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden warning the world is closer to nuclear Armageddon now than at any other time since the Cuban Missile Crisis of 60 years ago, telling a Democrat Party fundraiser in New York that Russia's President Putin is not joking when he threatens to use tactical nuclear weapons. The White House has previously said they've communicated directly with Moscow what kind of response Russian use of nuclear weapons would bring, saying it would be catastrophic. Earlier, the president issued sweeping pardons for people convicted on federal pot possession charges.
I'm announcing a pardon for all prior federal offenses for the simple possession of marijuana. There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction.
The president urging governors to pardon people convicted under state marijuana laws as well. Federal investigators reportedly believe they have enough evidence to charge the president's son, Hunter, with tax crimes.
A source with knowledge of the investigation tells Fox News it has reached a significant and critical phase. Also, federal investigators are no longer collecting evidence. It's moved past that point and is now in the hands of the United States attorney in Delaware. The investigation moved over the summer from the FBI to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. Justice Department policy is not to file politically sensitive charges in the 2 months or so before a federal election. Since Biden is not on the ballot, this rule may not apply.
Fox's David Spont. A North Carolina man has pled guilty to plotting with other members of the Proud Boys to violently stop the transfer of presidential power following the 2020 election. Jeremy Bertino is the first member of the group to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow dropped 345 points, NASDAQ down 75, the S&P 500 38 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Portions of a New York State gun law enacted only recently to replace a law that had been struck down by the Supreme Court have now been blocked.
The chief U.S. District Court judge in Syracuse, Glenn Sotheby, issued the ruling which halts enforcement of so-called gun-free zones. Six New York residents, members of the Gun Owners of America, filed the suit. The group plans a more complete challenge of the law, which also requires prospective gun owners to provide social media information prior to any permits being issued. The state created and passed the law after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a longtime New York statute that governed who could get concealed carry permits. The state has 3 days to appeal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
More than three dozen people stranded on one of Florida's barrier islands rescued Thursday, but search teams are also finding more bodies. State medical examiner confirming 92 deaths from Hurricane Ian. Five others died in North Carolina, plus one in Virginia. A major drugstore chain is considering drastic measures to stop shoplifting.
Rite Aid says shoplifting has gotten so bad in New York City, it's considering putting everything into locked displays. Reporting by Fox 5 has shown guards watching as shoplifters leave with armloads of goods, and the company's chief retail officer says area losses from shoplifting worsened despite efforts to improve product protection, which in some stores even includes using off-duty police officers. Rite Aid blaming the recently reported $5 million year-over-year revenue hit in part on the thefts, and its CEO noted the company's begun shrinking its footprint in the city as it closes less profitable stores. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Jesus Salgado, the suspect in the kidnapping and murder of a family in Merced County, California, has now been charged with 4 counts of murder. The sheriff says Salgado is a former employee of the family's business. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.